Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. Hello, my name is Shelley. I am the host for this podcast. Welcome back if you're a returning listener, and thanks for dropping by if you're a new listener. If you haven't subscribed, love to review, follow, please do that right now. Pause, do that right now on whatever platform you're listening to. My guest today is Tracy, and it was such a fun conversation. It went by way, way too quickly, but Tracy is the founder of En Vogue Stylist. She moved to Italy with her husband from Canada. And when she got to Italy, she couldn't speak the language. She didn't have a driver's license. So she talks about how she just felt invisible. She felt really kind of dumb because, you know, she didn't understand what people were talking about. And at times she felt paranoid because she thought they were talking about her and she had to be dependent on people to take her places because, you know, no driver's license yet. And so Tracy found a way to communicate, and that was through style. She then had people approaching her and, you know, striking up these conversations. And I really enjoyed spending my time with Tracy. Before we get to the interview though, we have a Facebook group, Women Over 50 A Life Redesigned. There's 4,600 women in there as of today. Links down below in the show notes. Come join us. And also, I'm going to ask you to become a podcast ambassador, especially if you like the podcast. $3 a month, you can help support this DIY independent podcast. Okay, friends, on to my interview with Tracy.
Hi, I'm Tracy Jesse. I'm an international personal stylist and the founder of En Vogue Stylist Unapologetically 50. I have been in the fashion industry for almost all my life, since the age of 17, but I never realized the importance of fashion and style until moving to Italy with what would be my future husband 24 years ago. So I went literally from one day to the next, not being able to say a word because I didn't speak the language. It was like I was on mute all of a sudden. And me being a very independent, very outgoing people person who loves to talk and loves to listen and understand who I've got in front of me, I wound up not understanding what was going on around me and having people talking around me, laughing. You even get a little paranoid because you're thinking they're laughing at you and you have no clue what they're saying. Oh, so yeah. I started to really feel so invisible, so hidden, useless, and even really embarrassed at times because, you know, you feel like you're not, you haven't even been to school. You can't, you know, say a sentence properly without making 1,000 grammatic rules. And also being very independent and having to depend on my husband for literally everything. Like, speak for me, talk for me. My Canadian driver's license wasn't valid here. I had to do a driver's test with an Italian instructor raging on me because I, you know, he told me to turn left, but if I don't speak the language, how do I know what you're saying to me?
Oh, gosh.
So there were a lot of tears and a lot of drama, and it was a sink or swim moment, and I chose to swim. And how did I do that? Through my style. I started to use my style as my armor, as my barrier, as my confidence. And it empowered me in so many ways that it's not even funny. Like, I started to show up. I would attract my tribe by how I dressed. People would be like, isn't that Gigi's wife? Like, and they would come to me and they would try to speak to me all of a sudden in their broken English. And I was speaking to them in what little Italian I knew. And I started to create friends and I started, you know, showing up in the world again. And I was visible. It was the worst thing, feeling invisible and not being able to talk. And style and my really empowered me and transformed me in a way that I never even knew I could be before. I built my business, my styling business on this. So today what I do is I help women 50. I take all of that because I know what it feels like. And I help women 50 and beyond to stand out in a crowd, to be bold, to find their unique style and look and feel so fabulous while doing so. You know, when you elevate your style, you don't only elevate your style and your wardrobe, but you elevate your life.
First of all, kudos to you for going to a country where you don't speak any of the language. And I had not thought about driver's license and things like that. And So while you were talking about that, I was like, oh my gosh, to be dropped in a country where you don't speak the language, you don't know anybody, and you have to depend on other people, to me that would be terrifying. So kudos to you for doing that. First of all, it's very brave. And then second of all, finding a way to have yourself stand out and eventually be able to immerse yourself in that culture. And I love what you do. And while you were explaining to my listeners what the story, I was thinking, I flashed back to a time when I was in my, when I was like 35 or something. I don't know. Like, I think I looked my best at that age. And I would have people actually come up to me and say, are you a model? And I would say, well, no, I'm not, but I'm tall and I'm done and all that stuff. So anyway, and then as I go through the years, it's like no one even, I feel invisible now because I have not had anyone in years come up to me and say, are you a model? Or, you know, make comments about my appearances. So that's one of the reasons I love what you really do is because we do feel invisible at this age, even though I'm not dropped into a foreign country. I speak the language, I know the people. So.
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, there's this thing of when we reach a certain number, we become frumpy and grumpy. Like that's like our choices in the world. And if we are dressing up like we are frumpy and grumpy, we're going to feel frumpy and grumpy. And I think, you know, maybe the mistake that a lot of women make, because they are very confused, and I see this a lot of times, is that either because the message is not very clear, like there's rules that we have to follow. And there should be no rules just because of our age. Like I get me suggesting to you, okay, your body shape is this. What would flatter you most is this. But if you feel like wearing a tube top and you know you've got curves, that's your choice. And it's the same with age. And a lot of women, you know, the alternatives are khaki pants and white shirts, which is fine. I have nothing against that. But there's so much more out there that we can wear. And why can we not show off our knees? Like there's all of a sudden this rule that if you're 50, you got to cover your knees. So can we wear a bathing suit? Like, am I all of a sudden supposed to wear a burqa that I can't show anything? It's confidence and it's what you want to be and how you want to show up and not dressing like your mother, because a lot of women get inspiration from their mother, or worse yet, dressing like their daughters. Like there's this like middle way where they're like, okay, which way do I go? I go for my mom or I go for my daughter? Neither are good. You have to dress for you and understanding who you are and the women that you want to show up in this world to be.
That is so. I, you know, when you said that, I was thinking, yeah, I probably dress more like my mother. My daughter's 36, and she's so stinking cute, and she's so fashionable, you know. And I'm like, oh, why can't I wear that? But I think that lends itself to the thought that, you know, when you say, can you show your knees and can you do this, is that we have certain body things that happen, you know, like gravity. So
Yeah, gravity goes up and
yeah. So I think it's maybe it's and maybe you can speak to this too, but I think it's sort of like a catch 22 is that we still want to wear short skirts and we still want to do this, but how do we get over, you know, like I've got these saggy knees or you know my
yeah.
midriff is not quite as, you know, fit as it
But
used
it's
to
firm
be.
as yes, up north. Yeah. I think a lot of that is also the stories we're telling ourselves. So if we are telling ourselves that our knees are saggy, that my midriff is, you know, not the way it was when I was 20, you know, you're giving a story to yourself that is so negative that it does make it hard to show up and be visible because you're so insecure about these things that probably nobody even notices. Like really, when you see women walking, do you really look at their knees? Like, I mean, maybe, okay, if they have like a super mini skirt and you might notice that, but if they're like walking down the street and they have a skirt that's above their knees, you're not really looking if they're saggy knees or, you know, like you look at their face more. Like if you are wearing something that when you have a style, like the whole thing is like having your face being seen before your body. Like people should notice you before they notice the clothes you wear. And when you're wearing something that isn't the right color for you, that doesn't fit you properly and doesn't suit your personality, They will notice the clothing you wear before they notice you. And that's the thing with style. Like, people should notice your face, your eyes, your beautiful smile, could be even your hair, but not exactly your body, individual body parts. You know, unless you want to show off, you know, women who have voluptuous breasts and they want to show them out. Okay, maybe a man would, their eyes would automatically go there. But, you know, it depends what you want to show off, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I, so I was, okay, I'm going to like out myself here to everybody.
Good.
I don't really often shave my legs in the wintertime, and it's gotten worse during COVID because I don't go anywhere, you know? So, and I like to walk outside. So we had all this cold weather, and then all of a sudden one day it's like 70 degrees. So I put on my shorts and I look at my legs and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I told my partner, I said, I can't go walking in shorts. I haven't shaved my legs. He's like, who cares? You know, so I'm texting my daughter, telling her the same thing. And she's like, who cares? And so I did that. I went outside. I did a jog around the neighborhood. And guess how many people looked at my legs? Nobody. Nobody looked at my legs, you know. Or if they did, nobody. No one made a comment. So it's so true, the stories that we tell ourselves that people are going to see. But another point that I would love for you to speak to is that I think that, how can I ask you this? I want to form this correctly. So I think that we hide ourselves and we do these things like women color their hair. And if you want to color your hair, that's great. I don't care. But I think sometimes we hide ourselves, we color our gray, we try to fix what we think is wrong. And when we do that, other women feel they have to hide too. So I think the point I'm trying to make, Tracy, is if we all get ourselves out there in a way we're comfortable with, then more women will feel comfortable getting themselves out there. That was a long-winded way to say that.
Yes. You know, I do think women are their worst enemies, you know. And this thing about gray, I know that I get asked a lot, like, is it okay if I go gray? Well, hell yes, it's okay. And you should go gray. If I had gray hair, I would totally color my hair gray. I don't. And I love lighter colors, and I love the silver. I love your gray hair. I love gray hair. And it can be very striking. It can actually, in some cases, like, really, women have this thing of, if I have gray hair, it's going to age me. What ages you more is a terrible, unnatural hair color. Like, there is a menopause blonde color that drives me nuts. Like, it is my biggest pet peeve. These women think they have blonde hair, but there is like this very thin line between a yellow, strawy, hay color hair that is just not flattering. You know, and so it's all about finding the right hues. But if you are gray and you want to go gray, go for it. If you want to be like me and be pink, go for it. You know, it's all about being authentic. If we're all the same, like, how boring would that be? You know, if we all copy each other, and, you know, nobody feels, and, you know, I think one other thing you've probably seen 1,000 times, if you've been somewhere and you see this beautiful girl, she walks in, perfect body, perfect everything, and you look at her and kind of go, yeah, all right. Then another girl walks in, another woman, and she's a little bit overweight, she's got a few extra pounds. Maybe she has the H&M dress that she's making it look like it's a Dior. And she is just like turning heads, like, it's incredible. And that is confidence. That's what style is. Style and confidence and self-esteem go hand in hand. It's not the label. People think that if they have Gucci or Dior, that they've got style. That's not true. It has nothing to do with your label or the price that you paid for that outfit.
Oh, that's good to hear. I love to hear that. And I think our listeners will love to hear that too. I wish my hair was more gray. I had my dad's hair, who died at 78 and had very little gray. So
what is gray? Because the light's fair. Like, it kind of the reflection.
There's gray in it. There's gray in it, definitely. My mother used to dye her hair all the time, and she had that really awful, strawy kind of reddish orange hair all the time, and she had brain surgery, so they shaved her head, and her hair grew back. Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous gray. And we said, Mom, if you color your hair again, we will never let you out of the house. So she just looked so much better, you know? So it is true. It's like we have these things that go natural for a reason. So I love what you said about how, you know, it doesn't matter your body type or the amount of money you pay for your clothes. So what comes first, your confidence or your fashion, or does your fashion lead into the confidence or vice versa?
It works the chicken or the egg. I think, you know, one of the first things that I work on with my clients is your style personality, because our personality is a reflection of our style. So I think that you know, some people style just comes naturally. You know, it's like singing, it's like dancing. Some people can just naturally do it. And people need to take lessons, and style is the same thing. And style is also a habit. Like when I work with clients, I love working with them for at least, you need to break a habit, you need 21 days. And that is the same with style. So you don't go back to wearing the same old things that you've been wearing for the past so many years when trying to do something new. I know it can be difficult, and I know it can be just like, oh my God, just throw out that, just let me throw on that, what I've worn for the last 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
So it depends on the person. And once you know your style personality, so if you are a rocker, if you are a boho woman and you love, you know, curls and long hair, and you're a romantic, or you're glam, you figure it out just even by that. Like, that is such an important step, understanding who you are and what you tend to go for. And that is even the same I find in colors. You know, they say about color analysis, understanding what color works for your skin. Generally, you are attracted to the colors that work for you. It's amazing how nature just kind of does that for you. But I find if someone, I'll just make it the term simple, say like a fall, they tend to love burgundy colors and olives and greens. You know, they tend, and it's just a natural thing. So style and that, and those like technical things, I think are a lot of like what you tend to go for already, but you just don't have the confidence, or you're just not realizing it.
That's an excellent point. Like we naturally probably gravitate to these things, but don't either know it or think that that's not right. Or, cause I love red and purple and black, like those, you know, I don't like yellows, bright greens or pinks or things like that. So I do wear a lot of red and black. Although I probably should experiment with color more. So why is fashion important for women over 50? Why is that your mission?
My mission, because I think that, you know, style can empower you in so many ways. Style, like how you look and feel about yourself, will help you take those risks that you've always wanted to do that you never did before. And I don't want women to hide. I don't want to feel like they have to be frumpy. And, you know, there are so many possibilities for us. And we have so many role models. You know, we have Oprah, we have Jennifer Lopez. Like Jennifer Lopez in that Hustler movie, like she was 50 or 49, I don't know. Like she looked better than the 20-year-olds, you know? So I'm not saying that we have to do that or be that, but there is so much, and we have so, you know, there's so much more for us. And I do want women not to hide. I don't want them to feel like they're over the hill, that they can't go for their dream job. You know, I'm doing something that, you know, and I know empty nest syndrome also hits in a lot. Like women kind of lose their identity because they've been with their kids for so long.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my God, where am I? What do I do? I don't have someone to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's also how you look reflects about how you feel.
Yeah.
So that's why my mission, that's why I love doing what I do, because I do see women doing, even if they're like, you know, a lot, it's an age where many women unfortunately get divorced. And a lot of times at this point is for their husbands are leaving them for younger women. And it's very, very difficult. You know, that's a big blow for a woman in their 50s, because you kind of feel like, oh my God, could you left me when I was 30, when I was like freaking hot? And I could, you know, like why leave me when I'm 50 and I'm in menopause and I've had all these kids, you know, like really? Do me a big favor. Do it 10 years ago.
My gosh. That was, true story. That was funny.
Yeah. And you know, men tend to look, as they age, they get more handsome and more elegant and blah, blah, blah. And women just get, you know, hot flashes and mood swings when they're in their 50s. So I'm changing that. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for you. And, you know, yes, men get more distinguished because we say that. We have perpetuated that.
Yes.
And we perpetuated that women go through menopause and they get frumpy and grumpy. We have perpetuated that. So we need to turn that on its head. And but you know, you're still right. It's so hard. Oh my gosh, the Facebook group I have, Women Over 50 Life Redesign, all the time there's conversations in there about my husband's left me. I'm divorcing my husband. I've been made redundant from my job. My kids are leaving. On it. My parents have died, on and on and on. But I think that that would be the perfect time. It's like a transition in your life, mm-hmm. the perfect time to look at yourself mm-hmm. and your wardrobe and say, mm-hmm. what do I need to mm-hmm. change? What do I need to cut out?
Who do I finally want to be? I don't have to be Mrs. So-and-so. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be the mom of John and Grace. I am me now. Like, finally, it's about you. Which is really an amazing time in a woman's life.
It is. And I think a lot of women don't, through no fault of their own, I think a lot of women don't quite understand how to get out of that. Like, how do I not be a mom? How do I not be a wife? How do I not be an employee? You know, we spend so many years like dressing the way we think we're supposed to dress and thinking the things we're supposed to think and doing the things we're supposed to do. So when that moment comes, when you have the opportunity to be who you are, you're like,
who am I?
I don't know who in the hell I am.
Exactly. No. You know what? I think that's like such, you know, when I listen to my kids who are like, you know, my son is studying in Canada right now. And he's like, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I'm like, look at your mother. Okay. She's in her 50s and she's still trying to figure it out. You will never, ever know what you really want to do in life. And thank goodness, because that moves you that keeps you moving and it makes you want to try new things. If you knew exactly what you wanted to do, it'd be totally boring.
Oh, you know? Love that. Love, love, love that. What a perspective. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a good quote. Mm-hmm. So Tracy, what's a simple thing women can do to start feeling more fashionable and more confident in their clothes? What's a small action they could take today?
A small action they could take today is, okay, adding color. I know, like you were talking about color. I know many women fear color at a certain age because they think that, you know, should I, shouldn't I, how can I? But color is a way to refresh also your face, your skin. It like brightens. We need color in our lives right now. So, because our skin becomes paler and it becomes duller. So we need something to brighten it up. We need to bring light up to here. And one of the best ways is through color. You know, even if you're a black lover or whatever, you can have black bottoms, but put color towards your face or add a scarf with color. Just make sure there's color here. Another way, obviously, is finding a size that fits you, because there's nothing that, even like, you know, you may think, okay, I have a few extra pounds. I have to like wear something big and baggy. No, because the bigger you go, the more volume you create, the bigger you're going to look. So it's kind of like the opposite effect. You have to go smaller, not saying you have to go size smaller, but you have to find something that fits you, that is more fitting, because it'll bring you in and suck you in and it'll make you look longer and it'll elongate you. Even though I say women should love their bodies for how they are, I'm not into dieting, I'm not into any of that, but there is that's a way to look fresher and to look, you know, kind of more updated. Your hair, go to your hairstylist. It's really important because, you know, this is the part that we see the most. So your hair has to reflect also your clothing. So make sure you have a haircut. There's nothing worse than frizzy, dry hair or somebody who has a hairstyle that's from the 80s. Update your hair. Get out of the 80s. We are in 2020. We all have friends or a sister who's got that, you know, or a brother who's got the mullet cut. Like, get rid of that. We are, you know. And I think also you don't need trends, okay? Like, you have one or two trends in your outfit, in your wardrobe, but do not have a lot of trends. You know, go for your basics, add your colors, and create your wardrobe around that. And add, if you like leopard, get a leopard print top, but do not do the leopard print top and bottom. But that's at any age. It's not only just for us women. And I kind of like, I know that people say we should go for comfort, and comfort is right. Yes, you need to be comfortable. I don't want anybody suffering. But you can also, you know, there's alternatives to comfort and still be comfortable, because people have this association that style and fashion isn't comfortable because you're wearing skin tight pants, you're wearing 14 inch platforms, but you're not. You can wear a little heel or, you know, a chunkier sneaker that makes you look taller, makes you look a little more, not saying like your 30 year old or your 20 year old daughter, but just like bringing life into your wardrobe and follow your personality and what's attracting you and getting clearance, getting an identity. Because one day maybe you're a boho Susan, the next day you're Jill the rocker. You need to have a coherency in your wardrobe. Don't be copying your daughter or what your girlfriend's wearing. You are you. And you need to be you.
Oh, I love that. So many thoughts as you were talking about that. So Tracy, our time is almost up. We've been chatting for half an hour. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to put all this information in the show notes down for everyone who's listening, but how can we find you? How can women find you if they want to seek your services?
I'm on Instagram at Tracy Jeske Official. And in my bio, you will find the link tree, and there's a link to contacting me to get on a call. You can download, I have two freebies. You can download the 10 must-haves in your wardrobe so you can kind of get an idea of what I was talking about, and download your style personality, because once you know your personality, that is so fundamental in your style. And you can find me on Facebook. I am on En Vogue Stylist. That's where I'm at. And my website is www.envoguestylist.com. And there I am. And I look forward to just reaching out and connecting. Mm-hmm.
I was on your website earlier. It's beautiful. You've done a really good job over there with the website. I love it. So I'm going to have to follow you on Instagram. Follow you on the Insta.
Thank you. Yes, unfortunately, it was before COVID. So now I'm in the process of updating it, because obviously I'm not able to do things one-on-one outside in the world. So
yeah.
it's all turned off. So I can be literally anywhere in the world and I can work with you, because my programs are now all online. So
yeah. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, COVID sort of adds COVID's added for me the horrible, like I said earlier, not shaving my legs and wearing pajama bottoms.
Yes, so, yes.
It's made me lazy is what it's done. So
it has,
in some regards. Yes, well, this was such a fun conversation and really enlightening, and so many, oh my gosh, just so many words of wisdom, Tracy. I really, really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy to be here. It was wonderful meeting with you and talking to you, and it really flew by. I can't believe
it. It did. It just feels like it's gone. Okay. All right, friends. We'll see you later.